Here's another money-related question. What's the deal with QE? Where's all the money gone? Why is there no inflation? So I think there are a number of issues here. One, I mean, in a sense, there is inflation. In a sense that some places, prices have gone up dramatically. For example, the stock market. Housing prices are back up dramatically. So housing inflation, if you will, if you look at rents, if you look at home prices in California, at least, through the roof. My home has probably gone up in value 30 to 40% in the last 12 months. So you're not seeing inflation as a broad price rise. But remember, the government CPI, consumer price inflation, is a particular basket. Yes, that particular basket hasn't gone up much. But other baskets have gone up a lot. For example, as I said, rent, buying a home, stocks have gone up, certain investment categories have gone up. Land, I don't know if you've seen the price of land over the last 3, 4, 5 years. You know, it's gone up 4 or 5 times. Yeah, farmland in particular, farmland, not just general land, farmland, timberland. So we have seen the money go into rises in prices in many, many areas. Not yet throughout the economy. Other phenomena that are probably going on, you are seeing some deflationary pressures in a sense of increased productivity that lowers the prices of goods. So that has the fact that prices have not gone down in certain areas might suggest that the money that's gone into the economy just holding them flat is inflation in the sense that in a normal time, the prices would have actually gone down. That is also possible. But I think what's also happening is, of course, less money has been created than we think because the banks are holding all the money in reserve. So while the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve has increased by, I don't know, $4 trillion, the banks are holding about $2 trillion in reserve at the banks, at the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve is paying interest on that money. So that money hasn't really gone into circulation. We haven't seen it multiplied. We haven't seen the velocity of money return to normal. And as long as the velocity of money doesn't return to normal, or as long as it's very, very low, you can print money and not have an impact on inflation. So I think it's all of those things combined that are having an impact. That there is inflation in some places, that there's increase in productivity, which should be driving prices down in other areas, and that not as much money as some people believe has been created has actually been created because it's sitting in the banking system not being used because the government doesn't want the banks to use it, because regulators won't let them use it, because people aren't demanding loans as much as they would in a normal economy, and so on and so forth. So there's not as much supply of money as people would believe.